The word anxiety is defined as an intense, excessive, and continuous worry and fear in everyday situations. It is possible that when feeling that intense fear or that intense concern produces certain emotional situations or physical illnesses such as tachycardia, rapid breath, and feelings of tiredness, and many other things. I think we have all gone through some intense moment in which we have felt fear or worry, despair, because not knowing what is going to happen to us fill us with uncertainty, and knowing or thinking that we cannot do something to solve what perhaps at the moment is happening to us, then everything overflows in a moment of anxiety. Stressful situations in life maybe are simple for some. For example, speaking in public is fine for some, but for others it is very stressful. I don't know if you suddenly remember the school. Those who are listening to me that are at the school, the college, how stressful an oral exam or an exhibition was. You had to go to the front, next to the board, and look at all those classmates, some of them with some mocking faces, whose purpose was to hope you made a mistake in order to have fun, and that made you feel more stressed. The hands began to sweat, or a strong stomach ache, or a headache, or migraine were triggered. That is, many situations were triggered that ended up affecting us. The anxiety, my beloved friends, is strong and more so now in this time. I believe that at some point we all go through situations where anxiety, that level of stress and worry, becomes the solution we give to life problems, and it is not the best solution, because taking refuge in anxiety, besides of losing control, self-control, and being able to see clearly what God has prepared for us, even in the midst of the crisis, in the midst of the trial, makes us burst of despair and make wrong decisions that make our path harder and more difficult. But then, what can we do in the midst of the crisis? What to do when there are situations that get out of control? When we know that a new week is going to start, and that when we get to the office, we will find so many problems, situations that we do not want to face. Because, let's be honest, who likes to encounter problems and knows that have to face them? No one. I think if we could avoid it, we will do it, and we will let it pass, because what we least want is to lose peace. However, even if we do avoid again and again, at some point they will come up to us again and we will have to face them. If we do not fully trust the Lord, if we have not learned to depend on Him because our knowledge of God is something small, and we have not experienced that Father who has so many attributes that are present in all areas of our life, just for example, in the midst of need, He is our provider. Or in the midst of the harsh crisis, our unjust circumstances of life, He is our justice. Even in the midst of illness, He is our healer. But if we have not learned to trust in the Lord and to rest in Him because our trust is short, then we will end up opting for anxiety. However, my dear friends, when you open your heart to God and allow Him to enter your heart and start a relationship with Him, the level of trust in who God is grows, and therefore you begin to understand that difficult moments are going to come, but that together with them, God has always determined a way out and has promised to be with you always, forever. That is why I want to give you some biblical texts that can inspire you today, so that in the midst of situation you are experiencing, you do not despair, because perhaps you do think that you have to make a decision today. Perhaps you are on the edge. you are on the limit because the bills do not stop, or perhaps you are so depressed that you think that nothing makes sense anymore, because perhaps you received a medical report that you did not expect, or you reached a point in your home that you think that a divorce is already the best solution because you no longer resist. What decision are you going to make? Remember that it is going to determine the course of your life, and doing it while worried, stressed, or afraid is a serious mistake. We need to stop and look up to heaven. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 25 says, "Anxiety in the heart of man causes depression, but a good word makes it glad." Certain man could experience many problems in his life. He was wiped, beaten. Sometimes he was almost dead. At other times he had to run away, to flee. In another, taken prisoner to jail. However, in the midst of everything, he learned and left us this advice in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 to 7, that says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." Paul learned to replace anxiety, worry, and fear with prayer. There is a very important point that can help you today. Do not worry about anything. Instead of that, pray for everything. Talk to God about the situation you are living, and then talk to the situation you are going through. Tell it who your God is. Reinforce your trust in the Lord and pray. Pray. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7 says, "Cast all your care upon Him, for He cares for you." Confidence. Learning to let go is necessary. Do you want to deal with what you cannot solve? In the end, you will opt for anxiety and you will end up getting sick and giving up. But do you want to deal with what you cannot solve in the right way? Pray that your occupation today be to let go and give to God what only He can do. What only He can do. When you recognize that only God can do it, you give it to Him and you stop taking care of yourself ahead of time. You pray and His Holy Spirit fills you with peace and rest. Isaiah 41:10 says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Proverbs chapter 3 from 5 to 6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths." King David, a man who went through difficult situations, writing these psalms, "There are two that I want to give you, that while I meditate on them, I learn to rest in the Lord, to let go and trust that only He can do what I cannot do." Psalms chapter 34, verse 4 says, "I sought the Lord, and He heard me, and delivered me from all my fears." Psalms 56, 3 says, "Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in You." Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in You. My beloved friends, we can just turn our eyes and try to continue doing what we want, or we can stop and look at the heaven and know that God promised to be with those who open their hearts to Him and trust Him. Jesus said, "Come to me, those of you who are worked and burdened. Come to me and I will give you rest." And the true rest is not the absence of problems, but putting on the yoke of the Lord. That is, submitting to His will, to listen and being obedient to what He tells you to do, and in this way, just as He conquered, so that you can also conquer. However, when Christ makes you the victor, you save yourself from suffering, you save time, and you can advance faster, because He already suffered for us. He conquered for us. Now he wants to teach you what is the best way. His own way is better. That is why today's decision is up to you to make. No one is going to make it for you. Do you want to continue opting for the anxiety and unleash your emotions or what your heart feels under pressure? Or are you going to replace that with prayer and going to listen to God and going to rest in Him and let Him do? I hope these short words touch your life, and even if what you are living today is pressuring you to the point that it makes you think that the decision must be correct, and now you can breathe deeply, being a little patient and not despair. Everything has its time, my beloved friend, and when God is in control, you will surely see the door you need to keep walking. Father, I thank you for these simple words. I pray to you today for each person who has to face life, challenges, the news. Lord, I have learned that apart from you, I can do nothing. And that when I am afraid, in you I can trust, because only in you I can rest. Today, I pray so that you can surround them and they can experience that rest that is only in you, and they can be raised today to make correct and non-emotional decisions that lead us to make mistakes again and again. In the name of Jesus, I ask you, Lord, and I thank you. Amen. This was a translation of the daily devotional delivered by your pastor and friend Elias Hoyos. Remember that God always arrives just in time. I want to invite you to subscribe to our YouTube channel. You find us as Devocionales Justo a Tiempo. Click on subscribe and click on the bell. I send you a hug. Blessings.